is a commentary program. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station.
We're here.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 925 FM, WVNN, WVNN.com, and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk 770 AM, 925 FM, WVNN News Time 607. Here on your Friday morning, we'll be following you on Twitter, twitter.com/TheDaleJackson. You can also pick up the phone, 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. Good day for Alabama, bad day for Alabama. I guess it all depends on where you stand. If you are a political hack on the left, you are ecstatic. If you are a political hack on the right, you are forlorn. If you are Dale Jackson, you're kind of amused because you just want to see where this thing goes next. State Representative Barry Moore Enterprise has been arrested in connection with a probe into state house corruption, the Attorney General's office said this morning. Moore was arrested for felony perjury and providing false statements. Turned himself in at the Lee County Jail today. Acting Attorney General W. Van Davis made the announcement in a news release today. The indictment is part of the same special grand jury investigation that led to the guilty plea of former Representative Greg Wren of Montgomery, and that was announced April 1st of this year. Moore's charged with two counts of providing false statements relating to any matter under investigation by the Attorney General and two counts of perjury in the first degree. And you've got to ask yourself here, folks, and this is where you have to decide. Is this a corruption indictment or is this a procedural indictment? And by procedural indictment, what I mean by that, obviously, is this an indictment that says Barry Moore is corrupt? Or is this an indictment that said Barry Moore lied to a grand jury? Now, let's keep in mind, we can go back to the whole Clinton situation. Remember, the left would tell you that Clinton lied about getting oral sex. That's the whole thing they would tell you. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's what they would have you believe. In this particular case, if that's the argument you want to make, well, then you could also make the argument that Barry Moore lied about a phone call. And I'm not making an excuse for this guy. I hope if he lied like this, and it appears. Read what's been said here, and they've got this guy dead to right. Okay? I mean, just to be clear. They got him dead to right. He knowingly made a false material statement, fictitious or fraudulent statement or representation in his answer to a question set out in boldface and underlined below. Here it is. Are you ready? Michael B. Duffy, Deputy Attorney General. To your knowledge, the speaker hasn't made any assertions to anyone that he was going to impede incentives to keep them here in order to keep people out of a primary race. The question there is, did the speaker promise something or promise to do something if somebody entered a primary race that would negatively impact an area of the state? Barry Moore is on a phone call saying those exact things, saying that's exactly what the speaker would do. Barry Moore's response, no, sir, he's actually trying to get the deal done. And from what I heard, it's now in the actual company's ballpark, in other words. Michael Hart. Michael Hart, who is the Deputy Attorney General, and Michael Duffy is involved in this conversation too. Michael Hart, Okay, in that, and Barrymore says to try to get them to stay, but they've got to figure out their finance. I don't know, it's something. They're trying to work out something in the banks to get them to stay in Alabama. Michael Hart, okay, Barrymore, I haven't heard anything else. But he did hear something else. Count two, Barrymore. Again, in an official proceeding, falsely made statements, and they got him. Michael Hart, but to your knowledge, the speaker hasn't made any assertions to anyone that he was going to impede incentives to keep them in the primary race. Barrymore, no, he's actually trying to get the deal done, and from that I've heard, it is now the actual company's ballpark. In other words, okay, in that, hold on, to try to get them to stay. But they've got to figure out their finance. I don't know, it's something. They're trying to work out something in the banks. Michael Hart, okay. Barrymore, I haven't heard anything else. Again, same conversation, different charge. That's two. Three, Barrymore. Knowingly make a materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation in his answer to the question set out in boldface and underlined below. And again, here it is. Michael Hart. Okay, now Mr. Pipkin. For those of you who don't know, Mr. Pipkin was supposed to run against Barrymore, or is running against Barrymore, in a Republican primary. So when they reference Mr. Pipkin, that's who they're talking about. Michael Hart. Okay, now Mr. Pipkin, you've never said to Mr. Pipkin, hey, if you promise to stay out of this race, or words to that effect, if you'll promise to stay out of this race, I'll go back to the speaker and tell him that you're out, and be sure he does this economic incentive thing for us. Barrymore said, no, sir. I told him, I said, if you, it was up to him if you want to run. But in my opinion, we were, and I was just trying to do everything I could to make sure the deal happens just to keep jobs. Okay, and you didn't assert to him that if he promised to stay out, that you would encourage the speaker not to do this threat the speaker had. No, sir, Barrymore says. Michael Hart responds, allegedly made, or alleged, Miles Hart, jeez, so many different names, allegedly made. So now they're asking, hey, did the speaker threaten something, and then you use that to try to keep one of your political opponents out of a race? No, sir. I told him I couldn't, you know. I can't control the speaker. I don't have any control in that area, but I was going to do everything to make the deal happen. Miles Hart. Okay. And you didn't assert to him that the speaker had, in fact, made that threat? No, sir. Now, again, all of this is on audio of those exact things happening, of him making that direct threat. Number four. This is the fourth count. And it's the same exact thing, only lying to a grand jury, providing false statements. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. And by the way, they've got him dead to right. I mean, the audio tape is pretty clear. Did he make a threat? Did he make a threat? Did he make a threat? Well, Jason, I don't know. Help me out here for a second. Did he make a threat? Because here's Barrymore on a tape making a threat.
And I understand how it works. I mean, is it really, I mean, are we going to lose a bunch of jobs if I do this? You know, I got to meet with the speaker the first part of the week, Josh, and he is furious that one of our executive committee members, but he got wind that, see, somehow or another, I don't know, I mean, I was told, and I was misinformed apparently, who was supporting you, and I think the speaker got bad information too, but at the end of the day, yeah, because we were fixing to land a pretty good deal, one of which I, you know, according to the experts, I had nothing to do with, but see, it, my relationships in Montgomery a lot of times it bode very well for our community, but, I mean, there's a lot at stake, I can assure you, a lot at stake for our city and our community.
No, that seems like a very ambiguous threat, right? Now, when we come back, we'll play it. It gets a little more crystal clear as we return. This guy, they got him dead to right. You can say this is politically motivated all you want. This guy is going down. They've got him on tape doing exactly what they said. Exactly what they said he did. stay tuned. Barrymore, the next Republican in Alabama to go down. Stay tuned. Live, local news talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Dale Jackson's House is brought to you by our friends at First Family Mortgage. Let First Family Mortgage help you with your house by calling Conrad today at 425-0105.
All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 624. Again, if you listen to the media, they think this is a corruption issue. It's not a corruption issue. It's a question of whether, and this is how it looks to me, like Clinton, did he lie to a grand jury? Well, the indictment makes it pretty clear. Yeah, it looks like he lied to the grand jury. I mean, that's exactly what it looks like. There is really no other way to see it. There really is. If he told them he knew nothing about it, nothing about the speaker's threats or using the speaker as a threat, and then he's on tape doing the exact opposite, kind of makes you wonder where he's coming from. And Jason, play that latest clip there. Play the latest clip there, clip 11, I believe it is. Play that clip. And this is, again, Barry Moore speaking to Josh Pipkin, and they reference Speaker Hubbard using the power of his office to try to keep Josh Pipkin out of the race.
I just hate that he, man, the fact that he would dangle that, you know? And I think that's dirty politics the Republicans tried to stay away from. Yeah, I don't get it. It seems like, I mean, the fact that
you don't know what he's been suffered through, though, Josh. You just don't know what he's suffered through.
That doesn't make it right, though, to jeopardize $100 because some kid in Enterprise wants to run. You can't tell him that's wrong.
And I'm doing my best right now to separate the city of Enterprise from you as best I can.
It's 100 families that that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
If I run, y'all are gonna withhold that funding for junior college.
Y'all definitely. I'm not gonna do. I'm gonna encourage the speaker to do the deal, whether you run or not.
I mean, that's the end, right? I mean that seems pretty cut and dry. I mean, that seems pretty cut and dry. A candidate for the Alabama House of Representatives said he felt threatened to vacate his campaign or an economic development project for Enterprise could be killed. Material obtained by the Enterprise Ledger included a phone conversation recorded between State Representative Barry Moore and Republican primary candidate Josh Pipkin. The conversation occurred in 2013. In June, when Pipkin questions if the speaker would really cost the Enterprise the potential jobs the project would land. Moore said Speaker of the House, Mike Hubbard, is furious that a member of his own executive committee would be challenging Moore. Moore added, Speaker Hubbard told me himself he will bring holy hell down on Pipkin. That was his exact words. At the center of the conversations are a projected 100 jobs at Enterprise Electronics Corp, as well as funding for a related program at the Enterprise State Community College. Moore, in session of the Alabama legislature, responded via text message. Quote, a long-running conversation has been taken out of context for obvious political reasons. What exactly in this is taken out of context? I would love to hear what that is. The simple fact is that the feeling for the funding for the project is in the budget at my request. With the appropriation and other efforts, I have continued to work to bring jobs and economic growth to our district. Among the materials obtained by the Ledger over a period of several months are two cell phone recordings and text messages from Moore to Pipkin. The recordings are the beginning to the end on each call. Pipkin confirmed the conversations were indeed between him and Moore. Alabama law requires that one of the parties involved needs to know a conversation is being recorded. So who recorded it? And you know, I'll be honest, people are like, oh, who recorded the call? Who the hell cares? Right? Who cares? Does anyone care? I know I don't care. It doesn't matter to anybody who recorded the calls. I'll just be honest with you. It doesn't matter to me. And to me, it does not matter one bit. But he says straight up, we're going to make them lose jobs. I mean, that's what we're going to do. We are going to make them lose jobs if Josh Pipkin doesn't drop out of the race. Innocent until proven guilty, right? Blah, 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 blah. But Representative Barry Moore seems pretty guilty to me. How does he seem to you guys? Does this sound like they got this guy dead to right? 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. I just wrote a blog post. Representative Barry Moore seems pretty guilty to me. In it, I'll put a link to the audio, a link to the story, a link to the indictment. Go make your own decision, folks. Go make your own decision. Don't let the media tell you what this is and what this isn't. Go make your own decision. It does not look good. But the question, I guess, the bigger question is this. Is this an issue of rampant Republican corruption, as the media would have you believe right now? Or is it an issue of one jerk trying to threaten his political opponent with baseless, baseless, baseless threats? Well, if you're the Speaker of the House, you know which way you want people to believe. Stay tuned. WVNN.
The following program is a commentary program. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. WVNN online at WVNN.com and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk 770 AM and 92.5 FM WVNN News Time 6:36 here on your Friday morning. It's not very often where you see a guy indicted for something and then you see the charge and the proof of said charge thrown out into the public for the public to consume. The charge, of course, is that Barry Moore threatened Josh Pipkin and that area down there in South Alabama, south compared to Huntsville at least, and threatened them and said to them, hey, if this guy stays in the race, if you stay in the race, the speaker's going to cost you some jobs. Now that, and again, that's not a crime. That part's not a crime. Just be clear here. That part isn't a crime. It's stupid. It's pretty evil if it's true, but it's not a crime. What is a crime is saying, I never had that conversation. I never had that conversation. And it's pretty crazy, but he did have that conversation. I mean, I continue to play you clips of him doing just that, and here's yet another one. This is a clip of Barry Moore telling Josh Pipkin, hey, you should stay out of the race. And Barry Moore and Josh Pipkin telling him, you should stay out of the race. And go to 13, Jason, go to 13. This is it. I don't know how you can deny any of this is true. Go ahead.
Let me call my wife and talk to her, and let me, will you be available tonight at all?
Yeah, just call me. I'm going to do my best whether she's staying or not, okay?
I'm going to do my best.
It don't matter. I'm going to try to get those jobs. My mama retired from that company, and I don't want to see it leave.
I know.
So I'm gonna do the best I can to keep them here. But it just makes my job so much harder.
I know that. Let me go home and talk with my wife and pray about it, and I'll do it.
Your time will come, man. Your time will come, and it'll come with my endorsement and Speaker's endorsement. This is just not the time.
Okay. Well. Yeah, and I let me talk to my wife. I understand where you're coming from. I do.
Yeah, it's just making my job mighty hard about right now.
I understand. Well, I'll do my best to get back to you tonight, Barry.
All right, man. Just text me. Look, I'm gonna pray for you, Josh. I want you to pray for me. And,
yes, sir.
I promise you. I'm telling you the truth. I will help you down the road. This is just not the time. We got a lot at stake right now, and y'all not making my job any easier.
I understand that.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks, Barry.
All right, see you.
This is not the time. Barry Moore tells Josh Pifkin, your time will come with my endorsement and the Speaker's endorsement. This is just not the time. It's making my job mighty hard right now. Look, I'm going to pray for you, Josh. I want you to pray for me. I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. I will help you down the road. This is just not the time. Now, by itself, that's not... There's nothing wrong with that. I'll help you down the race, down the line, if you don't run against me. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. It's the other part. It's the part where you go and threaten jobs in the community and then lie about it. That's a little bit of a different part of the whole situation. That's a little bit different. It is crazy and nonsensical, but I'll tell you, it is a bit ridiculous. That we are sitting here having this conversation today, that there was a state representative who was willing to try to cost jobs, and whether the Speaker was behind it or not, we don't know. This guy may have been going rogue. Who knows? Who knows? But we don't know exactly what's happening here. We have absolutely no idea. The only way to actually know that is for us to sit there this morning and say, hey, today is the day that Josh Pifkin is vindicated. Today is that day. Josh Pifkin went before that grand jury, he went to the press, gave them the audio recordings, and when they gave them the audio recordings, they said to them, hey, this guy threatened jobs unless I got out of the race. And he said the Speaker of the House was going to, wait for it, take jobs away unless you got out of the race. When called before the grand jury and asked about that, and by the way, I'm not sure what the angle of the grand jury was getting at on this. I have absolutely no idea what that angle was. But if they're getting that, if they're going there and they're having that conversation, you got to believe there's a bigger fish to fry here. Now, will they fry them fish? I don't know. They've got the audio of this one. They've got Barry Moore. They've got him lying under oath. I mentioned this earlier this morning. This is one of those instances where you have a piece of audio and an indictment laying out that piece of audio is evidence in a criminal case. I mean, they got him. I mean, they absolutely got him. They've absolutely got him. And they go and they claim that they had no knowledge of this. That's fine. Unless Barry Moore, the guy on the tape saying, hey, Speaker Hubbard's going to take these jobs away, says, no, Speaker Hubbard never said any of that. I was acting rogue. And Speaker Hubbard said, I had nothing to do with that. I don't know why he was saying those things and doing those things. Well, unless he does those things, it makes Hubbard look like he had something to do with this. Now, it's going to be up to the people to decide whether or not Hubbard had anything to do with this. The Speaker in Hubbard's, the Speaker has a race, and the Speaker has to decide what exactly he's going to do here. Well, his statement yesterday, because the speaker's mentioned in Moore's indictment, just like he's mentioned in Greg Wren's plea deal. But Speaker Hubbard issued a statement. And his statement is an interesting one. We totally support Representative Moore being given the opportunity guaranteed by the laws of the state of Alabama to demonstrate his innocence and that he is the unfortunate victim of the abuse of power. By who? We are confident that the citizens of Alabama will recognize and reject any misuse of the grand jury system to advance a political agenda or goal. Speaker Hubbard wants nothing more than to ensure the law is followed fairly and is free of political and personal influence. Speaker Hubbard has at all times cooperated with law enforcement authorities. The primary purpose of a grand jury is to investigate and determine whether, after a fair and impartial investigation, anyone should be charged with a crime. The grand jury process is sacred and supposed to be accomplished in total secrecy in order to protect the good name and reputation of those falsely accused. The grand jury is supposed to be an independent body devoid of outside influence and should not be dictated by politics, political or personal feuds, or individual personalities. I guess the question is this. Is he claiming the AG is somehow after him? I'm just trying to figure this out. Moore's indictment includes Moore's answers to questions from investigators. The questions are related to Hubbard. The indictment alleges the answers are false. Moore was asked if Hubbard threatened to impede incentives to a company in Moore's district in an effort to try to keep the candidate from running for Moore's seat. Moore said Hubbard had not. That's not true. Moore was also asked if he had told his opponent in the June 3rd primary, Josh Pifkin, that if Pifkin would stay out of the race, he would speak to Hubbard about making sure the incentives are given. Moore said he had not. That part is true. All of this is about Moore's statements to Josh Pifkin. It's not about Hubbard's involvement in this. It's just not. It is just not about Hubbard's involvement in the scenario of keeping the jobs away. That's not what this is about. This is about Moore lying to a grand jury about the conversation with Josh Pifkin. That's what it seems like to me. Let's take a quick time out here. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. Also, we'll follow you on Twitter. Twitter.com/TheDaleJackson. Stay tuned. Live local news talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. News talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. News time. It is 6:51 here on your Friday morning. How about this Bundy guy, folks? Well done defending him, right? Hit a home run with that one, conservatives, didn't you? Guy refuses to pay his grazing fees for 20 years. Grazes on federal land without permission. Yeah, defend that. Oh, wait, now he's a racist. Lovely. Absolutely lovely and completely predictable. Completely predictable. Good. I hope this Bundy nonsense goes away now. Let's go to the phones. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. Barry Moore. Sounds like he's going down. They got the audio to prove he lied. The only real question in all of this is, did Mike Hubbard actually threaten those jobs? Or was Barry Moore acting rogue? Rex Athens, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Well, there might be more questions than that, Dale. I think we have an attorney general that wants to be governor.
Sure.
And I think he's trying to take out some opposition. Now, I'm not a big fan of the power that Mike Hubbard has, and I've mentioned this to elected officials over the past 2-3 years. I think he gained way too much power way too fast, and that's always dangerous. And I'm also not against going after elected officials. I don't care what party they're in that do things that's stupid. But it looks to me like, and also the grand jury might be nullified. They might be leaking out too much information. They might have to close the door on that grand jury and start over again.
Oh, so what would be the? And I'm not a lawyer, so help me out here. What would happen if they did do that? Would they have to start all over?
Well, the grand jury would be void, I'm sure, if that's happened before. And the grand jury is supposed to be a secret process to protect people's, you know, like you said before, exactly what you said before, to protect the innocent. And until the indictments do come out, the grand jury, even after that, is not supposed to speak of what happened. But it appears there's an awful lot of leaking going on here, and I bet you find it coming straight from the Attorney General's office.
Well, I'm sure. Listen, and when they say politically motivated, do they mean Luther Strange? I mean, that is the question. Are they implying that Luther Strange is politically motivated and that Luther Strange is someone that is out there trying to get other Republicans to clear the deck? I mean, is that the implication? Is that the implication? I really am wondering. I have two questions, I guess. Here are my two questions, and maybe Senator Arthur Orr will help us out when he gets here. Did the Speaker of the House actually threaten those jobs? That's going to be a hard one for us to know unless there's tape of him doing so. Was Barry Moore acting rogue and doing his own thing? And question two, is that illegal? Is it illegal to say, oh, we'll direct this money elsewhere if you run for office? Is that illegal? Unethical? Probably. Surely seems unethical. Is it illegal? Let's play the audio here real quick. Clip 13, Jason. This is it. If Barry Moore says he did not, as he told the grand jury, that he did not threaten the jobs, and he does not recall a conversation where he threatens the jobs there in Coffee County, all the grand jury has to hear is the following clip. And it's Josh Pipkin and Representative Barry Moore discussing just that. Go ahead, Jason. To 13.
Let me call my wife and talk to her. And let me. Will you be available with us tonight? At all?
Yeah, just call me. I'm gonna do my best, whether you're staying or not. Okay.
I'm gonna do my best.
It don't matter. I'm gonna try to get those jobs. My mama retired from that company, and I don't want to see it leave.
I know.
So I'm gonna do the best I can to keep them here, but it just makes my job so much harder.
I know that. Let me go home and talk to my wife and pray about it,
Your time will come, man. Your time will come, and it'll come with my endorsement and Speaker's endorsement. This is just not the time.
Okay. Well. Yeah, and I let me talk to my wife. I understand where you're coming from. I do.
Yeah, it's just making my job mighty hard about right now.
I understand. I'll do my best to get back to you tonight, Barry.
All right, man. Just text me. Look, I'm gonna pray for you, Josh. I want you to pray for me.
And, yes, sir.
I promise you. I'm telling you the truth. I will help you down the road. This is just not the time. We got a lot at stake right now, and y'all not making my job any easier.
I understand that. All right,
man.
Hey, thanks, Barry.
All right, see you.
I mean. That is a, I don't know how you could say, no, I never had a conversation about that. No, I never did that. That's the end of it. I will disagree with some of the reporting on this, that Barry Moore's indictment has anything to do with Speaker Hubbard, meaning that Speaker Hubbard was, and I'm just pointing this out here, doing anything illegal on these tapes. I mean, that's not true. It's about false statements being made. That's what it's about. And that's why I think it's rather interesting to see how some of this is getting reported because, again, accuracy is important on these things. But the goal here, the bigger goal here of the Alabama Media Group and others, there is a anti-Republican move here. And listen, the reporting on this, no benefit of the doubt given to anybody, which I'm okay with, But I merely point that out to point out when the bingo indictments came down a few years ago, boy, oh boy, the argument was there's this gray area here where these guys didn't do anything anyone else does. So, again, is it illegal? Is it illegal for folks to say, like, let's say, for example, I was going to run for office. Would it be illegal for that individual to call me up and say, now's not the time for you to run. You shouldn't run. We've got jobs and stuff coming in, and they're going to be put at jeopardy if you come and you run, and the speaker's not happy with you. Is that illegal? Probably not. Like, what's the crime there? I don't know what it is. I most certainly could be wrong on that. And we got Joe Hubbard coming up later today, I believe, to talk to us a little bit about this. We've got State Senator Arthur Orr coming up here in a little bit. And by the way, State Representative Joe Hubbard, who's coming on the program, couple things. Democrat running for Attorney General. So that should be a pretty lively conversation as he weighs in on this case. But listen, folks. Barry Moore looks like he's guilty. That's what it looks like to me. There's audio of the things that he said to the grand jury that he never said. Seems pretty cut and dry there. But what was the crime? What's the crime they're investigating? Maybe this is one of those instances where you don't get the big fish, you just start nailing little fish for little things like perjury, as little as you can say that is. Stay tuned. State Senator Arthur Orr up next.
From the First Family Mortgage One, FMC.com.